Is a bad economy a good time to start a business? Looking for a few good entrepreneurs.
I think it's really hard to define an entrepreneur.
An entrepreneur is somebody who can make something happen.
Someone who can make something out of nothing.
Entrepreneurs are all a little nuts.
Crazy.
Have stars in their eyes.
Tenacity. They're not compliant. They want to do what they want to do. They want to build robots. They want to build forts. They want to start a lemonade stand.
Voices from New York Entrepreneur Week. With high unemployment, many have stopped looking for work and gone into business for themselves. Main Street trumps Wall Street? Or is it just a side road that's trying to divert traffic? Under construction. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Labor Day, Monday, September 5th. John Hockenberry is out today. And at the top of the news this morning, yet again, it's a storm. This time, though, Tropical Storm Lee. It's now a tropical depression, but still a flood threat to the Gulf Coast.
Raining on and off. We're getting bands. So far, we've gotten 8 to 10 inches of rain, a lot of flooded streets.
That's Brian Adams in Hancock County, Mississippi. The storm was downgraded to a tropical depression last night, but that's after it dropped more than a foot of rain on parts of that region. The pump and levee system in New Orleans kept that city above water, but several low-lying communities near the bayous were flooded. And there were some reports of a few tornadoes. Frank Ledbetter in Bailey's Corner, Alabama, heard one of them.
I said, man, what is that? It just got louder and louder and louder. And I woke my wife up and I said, it's a tornado.
Unfortunately, Tropical Storm Lee sent winds, not rain, to drought-hit Texas. A wildfire that had been under control suddenly turned into a 16-mile-long inferno. Thousands were forced to evacuate last night.
It was in everybody's backyard that close. I mean, it come just so fast, so quick.
Navarro Assistant Fire Chief Bruce Adams there. He says 300 homes near Austin have been destroyed. A woman and her 18-month-old daughter were killed when they couldn't escape their burning home in time. At least 40,000 people are still without power a week after Hurricane Irene. Yesterday, President Obama visited Paterson, New Jersey. That city was hit with its worst flooding in more than a century.
We are going to make sure that we provide all the resources that are necessary in order to help these communities rebuild.
President promised to send federal aid to every state affected by Irene. In Libya, thousands of rebel fighters have surrounded the city of Bin Walid. That's because negotiations for a peaceful surrender of that stronghold, one of the last of Muammar Gaddafi's strongholds, reportedly those negotiations collapsed. The trial of former Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak has resumed this morning. Four senior members of Mubarak's security force will be the first witnesses to take the stand. They're expected to testify that Mubarak ordered a crackdown on protesters during the uprising against him. The United Nations says famine has spread to another region of Somalia. The UN says 750,000 people are at risk of death over the next few months if there's not an adequate response. And the U.S. Postal Service says it's so low on cash, it may have to shut down entirely this winter unless Congress takes emergency action. President Obama is in Detroit today for the Labor Day parade. Asian and European markets are down. Wall Street is closed for the Labor Day holiday. Coming up this hour, we remember 9/11. The anniversary obviously is coming up. And 10 years later, we're going to look at why the memories are very different for those who grew up at the time as opposed to those who were adults when the attacks happened. Generation 9/11. How have their lives been affected by growing up in the shadow of the attack later on this hour? But we want you to share your own story, the 10 years of life since 9/11. You can use our Takeaway iPhone app. That's one of the easiest ways to do it. We're curating the sights and sounds of life since 9/11. Use the iPhone app, which is available on iTunes. If you don't want to use that app or you don't have an iPhone, you can just upload what you have by heading over to thetakeaway.org. Give us your video, your photos, your audio, or as always, you can just call 8778-MY-TAKE. But first, could this be, instead of just a time of great struggle, could it be a time of great opportunity? One city is trying to use the port economy as a way to spur entrepreneurship, and that's Detroit. We're going to visit in just a few minutes.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.